18. I'd like to read the first three verses. Revelation 19, verses 1 through 3. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. This is a scene that takes place in heaven. We read the words, after these things, that is, after the destruction of commercial and religious Babylon, John says, after these things I heard a great voice, singular, spontaneous, manifesting unity, a voice of much people. So there's many voices, but it's a voice, one voice, there's unity. Of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, or Hallelujah. So it's heaven breaking forth in a great response of praise. It's the mighty Hallelujah chorus. The word Hallelujah or Hallelujah simply means praise ye the Lord. It's used four times in verses 1 through 6 here of Revelation chapter 19. Hallelujah. It is a Hebrew word translated, praise ye the Lord. We see it in the Psalms many times, praise ye the Lord. And that's that Hebrew word, hallelujah. Again, what we read here takes place in heaven. We also see the saints in heaven bursting forth in praise in Revelation chapter 4. They do so there because of the creation power of God. We see it again in chapter 5, and there they do so in response to God's redemption. And here we again see it, and this is in response to God's complete deliverance and salvation. It's not our intent to preach from what we have just read in our text, though we will come back to and close with the thought of praise ye the Lord. But we want to call your attention to the opening five words of verse 3. And again, they said, Alleluia. And we want to center upon one word in those five, and that is the word again. Again. And again, they said, Hallelujah. Again. It's an adverb that means a second time or one more time. Again. And here it speaks in relation to their praise of the Lord. That is, one more time. They sang, Alleluia, or praise ye the Lord. The word again occurs 672 times in 651 verses. It occurs in connection with the acts of man, both good and bad. It occurs in connection with the providence of God. And it occurs in connection with God. In this message, we mainly want to concern ourselves with its connection to God. And our subject is simply that, again. Again. It's a wonderful word, especially when you view it in connection with God. We see that in connection with God, it is a word that declares the person of God. It's a word that declares to us who He is. You and I sin again and again and again and again. We are like the Israelites. In the book of Judges, we read several times, the children of Israel did evil again, again. And you know, every time I sin, it's again. I've done it before, so it's again. And the older we get, the more it's true. It's again and again and again and again. We sin again and again. Judges chapter 8, verse 33, the children of Israel turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam. They turned again. One more time. God's people often become mesmerized by the world. We fail God again and again and again. Every time I fail God, it's again. It's not the first time. We slip in the same spiritual diseases again and again. Again and again, we become cold and apathetic. Someone says, well, I'm a little cold spiritually. You need to add that word again. It's not the first time. Again. We become distanced from God again and again. We become detached from God again and again. We become distracted from God again and again. We fall into the same destructive habits again and again. Much like Peter in John 18, verse 27, we read, Peter then denied again. Again. But God. But God. God is faithful. Again and again and again. God is loving. Gracious, merciful, compassionate, long-suffering, kind and good to us again and again and again and again. That's a blessing. How do we know God is good to us again and again? We're here, aren't we? That's evidence. Here we are. Which is evidence that God's been good to us again and again and again. The word again is a powerful word, especially used in connection with God. We're going to make reference to many scriptures today. We'll not turn to all of them, but we will make reference. You can write them down and look at them later. But all of these scriptures have this word, again, in reference to God. And I believe that we will see that it is a blessed and encouraging word when used in reference to God. In Genesis chapter 35 and verse 9, we read, "And God appeared unto Jacob again, and blessed him." How many times that has been repeated in our lives? And God appeared unto, insert your name, again. He does it over and over. It's truly amazing. In light of the fact of what we do again and again and again, it's truly amazing that He does not leave us, but He appears again. He appeared again unto Jacob, or He appeared unto Jacob again. We serve a God who appears again and again and blesses us. It's always in spite of ourselves. Judges 13 and verse 1. We read, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord." We can put our own name there in the place of Israel. We did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And then we are told that the angel of the Lord came and told the wife of Manoah that she was pregnant with a son. That would be Samson. And the angel of the Lord instructed her in Nazarite vows that they were to keep concerning this child, Samson. Manoah's wife goes to her husband. And she tells him, "We're going to have a son." But then she proceeds to tell how we must keep these Nazarite vows concerning him. And then notice in Judges chapter 13, Judges 13, verses 8 and verse 9. "Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, 'O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send,'" you can add here, "to my wife, come again unto us and teach us that we shall what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her." The angel of the Lord came again. Manoah had asked God, "Come again and instruct us." And he did. And how that's been repeated over and over in our lives. In spite of ourselves, God comes again and instructs us. My dad always used to say to me, seem like all the time, "How many times do I got to tell you?" Oh, how many times does God have to tell us? But He does again and again and again. We serve a God who appears to us again and again and instructs us in His ways and what we should do. 1 Samuel chapter 1. We read of the birth of Samuel, how that Hannah, his mother, presented him back to the Lord. Notice in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 26 through verse 28. And she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. She took Samuel to the house of God, gave him to the priest, Eli, so that he would be raised in the house of the Lord. So Samuel grew up under the direction of the priest and the workers in God's house. And we read in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 1, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious." That means it was rare in those days. "And there was no open or manifest vision or prophesying." There was a famine of the word of God. And as Samuel lay down to sleep, we read in verse 4, the Lord called Samuel And Samuel answered, "Here am I." And then Samuel ran to Eli the priest. And he said, "Here am I. Callest thou me?" Eli says to him, "Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." It happened the second time. And Eli again says, "Samuel, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." And then in verse 8, "And the Lord called Samuel again." The third time. And Eli perceived that it was the Lord who called Samuel. And we read in 1 Samuel 3, verse 21, "And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord." The Lord calls again and again and again. And the Lord reveals himself again and again and again. We serve a God who calls us by name. We serve a God who reveals himself to us. In Psalm 60 and verse 1, David makes reference to God's chastisement and displeasure with his people. But then he prays, "O turn thyself to us again. We know, God, that you are displeased. Turn thyself to us again." It is a prayer for forgiveness. It is a prayer for God to show his favor. And he asks God, "Would you do it again? Would you forgive us again? Would you show us your favor again?" We serve a God who forgives us again and again and again and again and shows us his favor. Psalm 130 and verse 4, "There is forgiveness with thee." That's still true in 2017. There is forgiveness with thee. We read in 1 John 1 and verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And he does this again and again and again. What a wonderful God that we have. We read in Psalm 71 and verse 20, we hear the psalmist confidently say, "Thou shalt quicken." That means thou shalt stimulate and excite and arouse and invigorate me again. Thou shalt quicken me again. In other words, "Lord, here I go. I'm in a terrible state, but I know that you will revive me again." And he does. Oh, how often we become spiritually weary. We become spiritless and lethargic in the things of God. And the things of God become mundane. But we serve a God who again and again and again comes and breathes life into our soul. What a wonderful God. What a merciful God that we have. Also in Psalm 71 and 20, the psalmist goes on to say, "And shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth." Bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Psalm 130 verse 1, the psalmist said, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord." How many times we find ourselves in the depths of the earth, and many times we don't even know how we got there. But we know we're in the depths. We know we're way down in the dungeon. We find ourselves trapped in desolate places. We find ourselves trapped in places of deprivation and gloom and misery. We find ourselves trapped in places of dissent, places of despair, despondency, places where we are demoralized, but we serve a God who raises us from the depths again and again and again. Don't be afraid to cry out to God from the depths. He's rescued you before. He does it again and again and again. Oh, I'm glad we don't have to go to God and say, Lord, here I am again. I know you get tired of hearing me. No, He doesn't. No, He doesn't. He loves to hear the cry of His children. If you're in the depths, He's delivered you before. Are you in a depth that He cannot reach? Has God told you that He's finished with you? If that were so, you wouldn't be here. He can lift us up from the depths. He has done so again and again and again. Evidenced by the fact again that we are here. In Psalm 80, verse 3, verse 7, verse 19, we hear the psalmist say, turn us again, O God, and cause Thy face to shine. We go astray again and again and again. I've had God's people say many times, and I've said it myself, we'll say, well, I won't do that again. Yes, you will. More than likely, you will. Oh, I'll never let myself get in that spiritual state again. You probably will. But we have a God who can turn us again and again and again. Turn us again. Lord, we've gone astray. Turn us again. That means change our course. Aren't you glad that God has come into your life again and again and changed your course? And by so doing, He has saved your life. In Psalm 85 and verse 6, we hear the psalmist pray, wilt thou not revive us again? Revive us again. If God were to come down today, and all that He would, and revive every single child of God here, you know what? We'd need it again. Somewhere down the road, we'll need it again. But aren't you glad? He revives again and again and again. Wilt thou not revive us again? Cause us to recover spiritual vigor. Raise us up spiritually. Renew us spiritually. Stir us, disturb us, arouse us, awaken us by visiting with us. That's what it means to be revived. It's an outpouring of God. It involves an inner disturbance of soul, and it brings personal change. And the psalmist says, wilt thou not revive us again? Lord, here we are. We need it again. I'm just thankful He does it again and again and again. We often find ourselves in conditions of spiritual emptiness and bareness, about to collapse spiritually, state of spiritual stagnation. We often find ourselves in a condition of spiritual loss. The appetite is not there. The desire is not there. The excitement the zeal. But we serve a God who's able to revive us again and again and again. And He's willing to do so. Psalm 126:1. There is the declaration when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. And in verse 4, there is the prayer, turn again our captivity, O Lord. We often find ourselves in captivity. We often find ourselves in places of enslavement, in places of imprisonment, with hearts and minds and wills bound and shackled and chained, resulting in lives of defeat, turmoil, and waste, and weariness, and frustration, discouragement, and confusion, and restlessness, and hopelessness, and joylessness. But we serve a God who again and again turns the captivity into glorious liberty. If you're captive today, you need to cry out to God again that He will turn your captivity again. What a wonderful God that we have. Isaiah 49 verse 5 we read, to bring Jacob again to Him. And in Jeremiah 12 verse 14, that He will have compassion on them and will bring them again. Bring Jacob again. Bring them again. And in Jeremiah 16, 15, I will bring them again. We depart from God over and over. But we serve a God who is able to bring us to Him again and again and again. How many times God has brought us to Himself. We've departed from God and He brings us to Himself. He does so again and again. Jeremiah 24 and verse 4, we read, and the word of the Lord came unto me again, again. You read that phrase repeatedly through the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came unto me again. That is God giving a message to Isaiah and to Jeremiah and to Ezekiel, and He does so again and again and again. He brings a message. He does that not only to the preacher. He does it to the preacher every week. And again the word of the Lord came. But He does it to you and I as individuals as well. He comes with a message again and again and again. In John 10, verse 7, we read, then said Jesus unto them again. Again. My dad would say, I'm not going to tell you again. He usually would. But aren't you glad God doesn't say, I'm not going to tell you again. But instead we read, Jesus told them again. Oh, we're so hard-headed. And yet He comes and tells us again. And again. And again. And again. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 18, we hear Daniel say, then there came again and touched me and strengthened me. And we just preached, I believe last week, on the touch of the Lord. But oh, the strengthening touch of God again and again and again. How many times He's come and touched us again. Mark chapter 2, verse 1. We read, and again He entered into Capernaum. Capernaum was wicked. It was a wicked place. And yet we read, and again, he entered into Capernaum. In Mark 2, verse 13, and he went forth again by the seaside, and he taught them. In Mark chapter 3, verse 1, and he entered again into the synagogue, that place of religious hypocrisy. But he entered again. We serve a God who enters into our lives again and again and again and again. And he always does so with purpose and for our benefit. And again, he does it again and again and again. As you consider the word again in connection with God, all the faithfulness of the Lord, all the love that the Lord has for us, all the graciousness, the mercifulness, the compassion, the long-suffering, the kindness, the goodness of God. Also consider briefly our activity toward the Lord in connection with the word again. In 1 Samuel 23 and verse 4, we read, then David inquired of the Lord again. Aren't you glad? We can inquire of the Lord again and again and again and again. And it may be about the same thing. But David inquired of the Lord again. Along those lines, we read in John 12, verse 22, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And again, they went and told Jesus. Aren't you glad that you can go and tell Jesus again and again and again and again? And you can do so without apology. James 5, verse 18, we read concerning Elijah, and he prayed again. And he prayed again. That we can do that again and again shows us how merciful our God is, how gracious he is. It shows us what privileges we have because of him. We read in Lamentations 3 and verse 40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. If you have turned away from God in any area of your life, here's what you need to do. Turn again to him. It's that simple. Well, you don't understand. I understand. What you need to do is turn again to the Lord. And instead of getting angry, rejoice that God allows you to turn again to him. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. It doesn't do any good if we just search and try our ways and leave it. But we're to search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Zechariah 2 and verse 1. I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold. That's what many folks need to do. You've looked down in the ground long enough, you need to lift up your eyes again and look and behold. Aren't you glad that you can lift up your eyes again and you can look and you can behold? Oh, what a wonderful God that we have. What a wonderful privilege is ours because of who He is. Whatever your situation is today, whatever your lot is today, thank God for this word again as it relates to God. And that brings us back to our text. Revelation 19:3. And again, they said hallelujah. As you look at this word again as it relates to God, again, we ought to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Well, I already thank God for that. Thank Him again. I already praised Him for that. Praise Him again. Again and again. One more time. And then after that, another time. They sang hallelujah. And again, they say, hallelujah. Direct your attention to the one who is still everything that He has ever been. Glorify and reverence and honor Him again. Over and over and over. You say, well, I'm doing that. Then do it again. Where does it stop? Where does praise to God stop? Where is the stopping point? There is no stopping point. And again, they said hallelujah. Again, that's a heavenly scene, but it ought to be an earthly one also. It ought to be true of us every day. And again, they said hallelujah or praise ye the Lord. And we ought to do that all through the day. Again, praise ye the Lord. Again, thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you haven't done. What we deserve. This is a wonderful word. The word again. It's a sad word when used in a bad way. We sin again and again. It's sad. We fail God again and again. That's sad. We go astray again and again. Perhaps you are not straying right now. But if you live long enough, you will. You'll do it again. It's just like when we ask for forgiveness of sin, unless God kills us right then, we'll sin again. But isn't it glorious? God again and again comes to us to benefit us and to bless us. What a wonderful God. Remember, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's true of every lost sinner here. You need to be born again. That's your only hope. But you ought to thank God that every day you live, that's a possibility to be born again. You've heard the gospel again and again and again. I had a man tell me one time, he said, I've heard that so many times I could repeat it to you. Well, that's a good thing, but it's not if you haven't been the recipient of it. But you ought to thank God that you've heard it again and again. And perhaps one day you'll really hear it. You and I that are saved, we hear the message of God again and again and again. Many times folks don't listen. And God repeats it again. And God repeats it again. Someone say, well, you preached that message such and such a day. Aren't you glad I preached it again? You needed it again. And again. And again. Thank you, Lord, for coming into our lives again and again and again. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song. Let's all stand.